Shadow Dance by Julie Garwood. Chapter 1. The wedding was no small affair. There were 7 bridesmaids, 7 groomsmen, 3 ushers, 2 altar boys, 3 lectors, and enough firepower inside the church to wipe out half the congregation. All but 2 of the groomsmen were armed. The federal agents weren't happy about the crowd, but they knew it would be pointless to complain. The father of the groom, Judge Buchanan, wasn't about to miss such an auspicious occasion, no matter how many death threats he received. The judge was in the midst of hearing a racketeering case back in Boston, and the federal agents assigned to protect him would continue their detail until the trial was over and a decision had been rendered. The church was packed to capacity. The Buchanans were such a large family that some of the groom's relatives and friends spilled over to the bride's side. Most had traveled to the little town of Silver Spring, South Carolina, from Boston, but there were several Buchanan cousins who had come all the way from Inverness, Scotland, to celebrate the marriage of Dylan Buchanan and Kate McKenna. The bride and groom were deliriously happy, and their wedding was a joyous occasion, but it never would have happened if it weren't for Dylan's sister Jordan. Kate and Jordan were best friends and had been roommates in college. The first time Jordan took Kate to her family's home on Nathan's Bay, all the siblings had gathered to celebrate their father's birthday. Jordan certainly had no intention of matchmaking, and she definitely wasn't aware at the time that there had been a spark between Kate and her brother Dylan. So years later, when the spark ignited into a flame and the two became engaged, no one was more surprised or thrilled than she.